All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. I thank you for the love of your Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. I thank you, Lord, that by his blood we've been healed, we've been forgiven, we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, I thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's book of life. And Lord, today I offer the sacrifice of praise and shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God, and I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. I magnify your name today, Lord, because you're great and you're greatly to be praised. I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us on the cross at Calvary. Thank you that we have been redeemed. Thank you that the power of sin has been broken and we have life today. Thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for being good to us. Thank you, Lord. And I praise you and I magnify your name, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for your precious Holy Spirit. God, forgive us. Lord, forgive us for grieving your Holy Spirit. Forgive us for being rebellious and disobedient. Forgive us, Lord God, for not being yielded to the Holy Spirit of God. And Lord, I pray today that from this day forward, Lord God, that every person that is listening, that we will live a yielded and surrender life to the Holy Spirit of God, that the Holy Spirit of God will have his way in the name of Yeshua. God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you've not left us alone. And I thank you for your healing power, the healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for granting healing to your people. Lord, you know where people are sick in their bodies. I come against that person that has that high fever right now. And I rebuke the fever in the name of Yeshua. And I command it to go, that it would break in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you for healing that person that has a speech impediment. Let their tongue be loose and let them begin to speak in the name of Yeshua. They suffered a stroke. May their speech return, that their speech no longer be slurred. And I thank you for that testimony, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing. Yes. Yes. The Lord healed asthma. I thank you for asthma being healed right now. Asthma being healed in Yeshua's mighty name. Lord, I thank you for that healing. Thank you, Jesus, for that in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, let your glory be revealed. Lord, I thank you for sending your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness, to bind the strong men over this area and over this region, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed in Yeshua's mighty name. And God, I bless you. And I thank you, Lord. I pray that your blessing would be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. As always, it's a blessing to you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I thank you. Whew, man, God is good, saints. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something I say, pray, get on your knees, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to show you what his word is declaring and give you clarity of the word. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of Yeshua is imminent. There's so much that is happening and going on. And it's my desire that every person, every believer is seeking the face of God. They have a relationship to walk with God and to know him as their God. Saints, we just got to pray. We need revival. We need revival in a great and a mighty way. We need God to show up and show out. We need to have things uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and the camp of the enemy to be scattered. We're in this series. Man, it's the end of the year, and we're trying to finish this up. It's amazing that God, when he had me to start this, I had no idea. I'm not even halfway through this. Because, you know, it's allowed the Holy Spirit to have its way. But we are talking about the conflict and the spiritual warfare and the things that be happening and going on and taking place. And
we have to do a better job of understanding what is taking place, that when the enemy is bringing pressure and his objective is to break you, you know, is to break you, to break your fellowship with God in whatever means necessary. The enemy does not play fair. That's why we have to be diligent, prayerful, you know, every day. I try to be aggressive and assertive in my prayers, and not being a passive believer, because I know at any point, any time, the enemy might give you a season of rest, and then he just shows up unexpectedly. You know, all hell breaks loose around you. And we in the body of Christ, saints, we got to be ready. We got to be ready to fight. We got to tell the devil no. We got to tell him to back up. We will not bow down. We will not worship. We just completed Daniel chapter 3, talking about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how they refused to bow down and refused to compromise with the enemy, and understanding that, you hear me use the term policies, that when leadership and leaders have, they implement policies and they expect the people to adhere to them, that it can be a consequence for the nation as a whole, as individual. Even when they're sitting in camp, it can be a cause of problems and different things like that. And so just realizing the fact that they refused, that when they set up the golden image, when he made a decree, it was a policy that was implemented. They refused to bow down. And as a result of them refusing to bow down, God vindicated them, and they were, and the king changed his conversation, because, you know, he had issued a challenge. Said, who is this God that can deliver you out of my hand? And so many people get in these positions of power and authority on different levels, and they're power hungry, and they forget that there is a God who sits on the throne, and there is a God who is able to deliver. I wasn't going to do this. I was going to go into it, but the Holy Spirit wants me to pick this up again, because there's somebody new that is listening, that is tuned in and recognizing that when we take a stand for righteousness, we have to be steadfast. We have to be strong. And the enemy, if you're feeling pressure, know that it's coming from the enemy. This is a part of spiritual warfare. This is part of the attack that's taking place. And because they refused to bow down, they said, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to compromise. And in Daniel chapter 3, I got to start at verse 15. Yeah, got to start at verse 15. It says right here, it says, you know, the king had asked them, you're not worshiping my image. You're not doing what I have decreed. And they said, you know what? We're going to give you another chance. And he says, if you don't do it, you're going to be cast into the burning fiery furnace. And the statement that says, who is this God that shall deliver you out of my hands? I love that. And Shadrach and verse 6, Meshach and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. He said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. They said, you know what? Even in death, God that we serve, he can do it. We have no doubt. But even if he chooses not to do it, we're still going to be delivered from your hand. Even in death, we're going to be delivered from your hand. And then the enemy got angry. And he said, you know what? Heat this furnace up 7 times more. So when every time you take a stand and you bind the enemy and you rebuke the enemy and you resist him, the enemy relents. He will keep coming and keep coming until he can break you, because he wants to break your fellowship with God. And in verse 20 says, he commanded the most mighty men that went his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these three men were bound in their coats, and the enemy got them bound up, coats, hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So those that are coming, those that are the ones that are persecuting you and are responsible for causing you the pain and affliction and intending pain and affliction, God will deal with them. God will remove them. God will take care of them. It says they died. And these men, three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down and bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished. He was shocked. And he rose up in haste, and he spake and said unto his counselors, wait a minute. Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto thee, king, true. And he said, but wait a minute. He said, wait a minute. I see four men loose. Ooh, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Oh my gosh. And you heard me say this last week. I'm going to say it again here in a second. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and he spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth. Come here now. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire, and the princes and the governors and the captains and the kings and the counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power. I cannot say this enough. The God that we serve, when God issues a decree or makes a policy, fire has to stand down. Nothing can touch you. Nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire. Nothing. There is a hedge of protection that God can place around his people. And I'm praying, Lord, let that hedge of protection be around my children, my grandchildren, and my close family members and loved ones, that the enemy will not be able to touch them in the midst of the fire. God's children, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said he will hide them under his feathers. He says no evil will come nigh them. Saints, this is divine intervention. This is a miracle. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake, and God changed this man's mindset in this instant. You see, sometimes God allows you to go through some trials and tribulations to reach some unbeliever, to reach somebody, to change their perspective on who he is. Yeah, I know it ain't easy, saints. Yeah, I know it ain't fair. But when we say we are serving him, it comes with the territory. It says, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God. Uh-oh. Remember he said, who is this God? Oh, now he giving God the praise and he giving God the glory. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. They trusted in him, not in the system, not in man, but in him. I think about all of the believers that have been tortured and murdered and martyred in all of these other countries that don't serve, that Christianity is not the national, I'm going to say, worship. And have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a new policy. That every people, nation, and language which speak anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after so. You see, God changed his testimony. There in that one verse, he's saying, who is this God? In verse 15, now he's saying, this is the God of deliverance. And anybody that talks about him, they're going to die. God said, if you hold your peace, he'll fight your battle. A lot of times we want to get in there and knock it out and knock some people out and cuss some folk out and do some things. Can't do that, saints. Just say, okay, God, the battle is not mine, but it's yours, Lord. Lord, if this is where you place me, then the battle is yours. So God, fix it. God, do what you got to do. And like I tell saints, a lot of times when you come out of the fiery furnace, there's a promotion waiting for you. God will elevate you on the spiritual level as well as the natural level. There's always a blessing coming. That's why we got to be diligent, to be steadfast, and refuse to compromise. And the reason that they were able to take this stand, go with me to Exodus chapter 20. You're listening straight from his word. The reason they were able, because they understood this precept and this concept, and they refused to compromise. They had this and they recognize and they embrace this as gospel truth. You see, we are so fickle. We are so timid that we are afraid to stand for God's word and God's honor. I'm going to tell you something. When you stand for God's word and his honor, the favor of God and the blessing of God will fall upon you. God will make a way in the middle of the desert because you're standing for him and you're honoring his word. This is what they stood on. This principle, this policy of God's word. And God spake all these words saying, I am the Lord your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Saints, if we just got back to embracing the Ten Commandments, we'd experience revival in our personal lives as well as nationally. We have so many erected images and gods in the United States of America to where we have become an idolatrous nation. That's why preachers have to preach the full counsel and not be afraid of the persecution that will come. Because, you know, in the book of Acts, the greater the persecution, the more the church grew. Woo-hoo! That's a message in itself. And it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. And verse number 5, you shall not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. He says, you know what? There is a consequence. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew this, and they refused to violate this. And that's why God was able to come in to deliver them and to bring them out. This is the God of the Bible. This is the God that you serve. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And this is what got Israel in trouble with God. Now go with me back to number 16. I know we've been away from it for a minute, but we got to get back to it. We were talking about the rebellion of Korah. And they had set themselves up as little mini gods, and they challenged God because God had given Moses and Aaron the charge to bring them out. But nah, they wanted to be in control and power. So as a result of their rebellion, Moses got angry, and he challenged them because they basically challenged God. You see, people don't understand, sometimes when you're messing with God's anointed, you're challenging God's word. They're just doing what God has told them to do, no more, no less. God help us. And number 16, we know that the ground opened up. Whew, man. You know, I when I read these scriptures, I think, you know, they were seeing the glory of God show up. When they were Cockabus, Moses, God, the glory of God would show up over the tabernacle. And it was like, wait a minute. People, God is showing up. Not being invisible. He's showing up. His glory is to where you can see it and you know, uh-oh, God is in the house. Man, let's go there. Those that wasn't here a couple of weeks ago when we covered this, we're going to start reading in verse 12. Oh my God. See, that's why we call it straight from his word, saying, because, you know, just be, you know, a lot of times preachers give you a little scripture here and a little scripture there, and then everything is there. But look what it says here. So remember, the Korah rose up in rebellion. In verse 12, and Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. They were just rebels. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of the land, brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness?
except you make yourself altogether a prince over us. Moreover, you have not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, nor given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Without put out the eyes of these men, we will not come up. And Moses was very angry and said unto the Lord, respect not their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one. And he said, God, I ain't did nothing to these folk. And they up here acting crazy. And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all your company before the Lord, you and they and Aaron tomorrow, and take every man his censer and put incense in him, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer. 250 censers, you also and Aaron, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them and laid incense upon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses. And Korah gathered all the congregation against him unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, separate yourselves from among this congregation that I may consume them in a moment. Oh, my God. Man, God was ready to wipe them out again, saints. And they fell upon their face and said, oh, God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin? And wilt thou be wroth with the whole congregation? I mean, we're talking about how the enemy can use one person to bring and cause a reproach to come upon the whole nation as a whole. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get up from that tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, get away from them. And Moses rose up and went into Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tent of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all of their sins. We talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time. A lot of people have lost their lives because they were running with the wrong folk, with the wrong people. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tent, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that are pain to them, and they go down quick into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses and all the men that obtained the goods, and they all perished, and they went down into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among.
This is real time.
Everything perished. God opened up the ground.
Moses, okay, this is how you're going to know. Can you imagine being a servant of God to be able to speak a word like that, and God moves that quickly?
And God sent fire and judgment throughout the whole land, and they perished. Why? Because they were leading the people astray from God. The things in their conversation was trying to cause the people not to follow the way that God wanted them to go. And that's what the enemy does. He comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. He comes to break your fellowship with God. He comes to deceive you and to get you into a place to where you're listening and walking and talking with people who are not speaking according to God's word. But remember, when he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to redeem us from the hand of the enemy and to break the power of sin. And his blood was shed that we would be forgiven. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers and your financial support. If the Spirit of God moves you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands you to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is Lord, turn imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts be open to hear and to receive the gospel. Know that I love you, and Yeshua is Lord, return imminent. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word. with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.